You knew the job was dangerous when you took it, Fred.
I have a question. Shh, be respectful of me.
You can act like a man!
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
I guess I should salute you as a worthy adversary and all that, but the truth is, I really did hate your guts.
This is the Signal Storm Podcast.
I'm not talking to you anti-Americans out there. I'm not talking to you left-wingers out there. I'm talking to you pro-Americans. I'm talking to you folks out there with a sense of values, with a sense of integrity, with a sense of honor. Let me ask you a question about work and about compensation for work. Are you of a belief that people should be getting paid for doing nothing or for doing crappy jobs? Do you think that somebody should get paid top dollar for doing a bad job? Now, typically the American way has been to reward those who do well, those who make a better product, those who perform top of their class in athletics, those who provide a top-notch performance, whether it be athletically, whether it be academically, whether it be professionally, to reward those who do a great job, right? That to the victor go the spoils. And it's why so many of us in the conservative movement like this idea of merit. We like the idea of, hey, you've earned it, you deserve to get compensation. Now, I know that there's going to be a lot of folks out there who say, you know, there are some great jobs out there, like teachers, for example, who should get paid a lot more than some of these athletes because arguably the jobs the teachers are doing are far more important. And I think there's room for that discussion. And I don't think that the discussion I want to have with you precludes us from having that because, you know, when it comes to level of importance, I think that maybe there is some room for readjustment on where we as a society place value and our hard-earned money. But I'm just talking about in general. Principles of getting compensated should be based on whether or not you do a good job. Do you believe that the Congress of the United States has been doing a job that merits them getting $174,000 of our money a year? That these 535 individuals up on Capitol Hill deserve to get paid $174,000 a year? I would say no. I would say no. Because their performance is so lackluster. So too is it with half of the Texas government. Half of the Texas government is doing a great job, the Texas Senate. They have put their nose to the grindstone. They have produced. They have lived up to their Republican priorities. They are Republicans after all. So when you're a Republican and you get elected to office, you put forth conservative / Republican values and laws that you want to enact. The other half of the legislature has frankly been quite lazy, which has many of us scratching our heads that the Texas House thought it deserved a raise. From the Texas scorecard, with the state collecting nearly $31 billion in surplus revenue and citizens begging for tax relief, lawmakers in the Texas House overwhelmingly gave initial approval to a scheme to increase their pension payouts upon retirement. Now, first off, the principle of $31 billion in surplus. Surplus means the state government took more money from you than it should. So, basically, if you're a responsible lawmaker, which negates Democrat lawmakers, if you're a responsible lawmaker, your first instinct is to give it all back. We took too much. Give it all back. So short of that, I mean, if you have, maybe you want, hey, folks, maybe we got a surplus. Maybe we ought to build another reservoir, build another water reservoir because we have thousands upon thousands of people relocating to Texas, and we need to build up the infrastructure to accommodate them. Okay, maybe we take some of that money and put it into those projects that we've been delaying. Maybe we put that money into upgrading the power grid, because if the Texas power grid goes down, we're looking at a loss of life in the realm of 90%. No, those who are irresponsible, those who have not been doing a good job, those who have been sitting on their lazy asses, those in the Texas House, they want to vote themselves a raise for their pensions upon retirement because they've done such a lousy job. They believe they deserve more money. I would beg to disagree. Folks, I'm going to talk to, last week we talked to our session sources, Tony Tinderholt, and he was part of a panel of three. However, I want to focus in on something the representative has had to endure over the last couple of weeks since we spoke to him and those session sources. In particular, one Democrat socialist lawmaker wishing that he die. That's right. These left-wingers, these nut jobs who are leftists, they are so compassionate, they're so kind, that they wish death upon their colleagues. Now, what could Representative Tinderholt have done to warrant that? Apparently, the only people who actually invest in getting along with these Marxists are guys like Charlie Guerin. More to come in a conversation with Representative Tinderholt on the Salcedo Storm podcast next.
And now a word from our sponsor.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
Genital mutilation is happening to Texas kids. These abusive medical practices are being pushed by the radical woke leftists in our state. You can go to TexasScorecard.com to learn more and get real news for real Texans.
Some of you outside of Texas may know, we have a part-time legislature, and that makes it great because unlike places in California where they are full-time picking your pockets, they only do it every other year. And by the way, we don't really pay our representatives a lot of money because Texas has seen the wisdom of basically having these members of the House and the Senate have real jobs and real lives. So they go up there, they're supposed to be motivated to do their duty so they can get back to their lives and make some real money. And then they're also not prone to make stupid, left-wing, idiotic, moronic decisions that ruin business, that ruin free enterprise in the state of Texas. So that's the setup to welcoming on my next guest. Now, we did this a lot, called session sources, whenever we would get into a legislative session when our legislature would meet, and we would talk to people behind the scenes. I have been asking the Speaker of the Texas House to come on with us and talk with us. As you all know, before session, he spoke with us. I don't want to say regularly, but semi-regularly. And that's dried up, and I can't get an answer as to why. But we do have people inside the legislature who are willing to talk to us and tell us what's going on and why. And Representative Tony Tinderholt, he is a conservative who represents the 94th District in the Texas State House, joining us right now. Representative, welcome back.
Hey, good morning. I hope you can hear me okay. I'm in the car this morning on the way to the Capitol.
To do your job. And thank you very much for that. And you can be heard, sir. Look, I want to get an update on several fronts. But you yourself are under attack because you wanted to keep children safe in schools. I don't understand why you're under attack. Maybe you can, because I know you're a fair guy, you can tell your perspective and then give the other side's perspective, including the Houston Comical, which is laughingly attacking you for wanting to keep kids safe. Go ahead.
Yep. So we all know that there's doctors, anesthesiologists, there's lawyers in the Capitol, and they all have their professional input on bills that are specific to their career fields because they're the experts. Well, I'm a part of a security company, and I saw a gap in the bill. The bill to protect children had police officers, and then it had guardians and marshals. Well, currently there are security companies that are doing security, armed security in schools. And I think most people in Texas would want highly qualified, trained, certified people with background checks in schools. When I saw the gap that they had forgotten to put security companies bill, and he was very gracious. He said, you have to do an amendment and add it in. We missed it. So I added it, and because I have a security company, I'm getting attacked, which is absolutely ridiculous. There's so much business out there right now, and you know, if anyone out there listening owns a company, works at a company, they can tell you that nobody wants to work right now. So even if I were to go find a whole bunch more business, it's hard to fill those slots.
True.
So it's just ridiculous. Newsweek put an article out about it, too, and it's just silly.
It is silly. So basically, because you have an area of expertise, you were supposed to sit down and shut up and leave children more vulnerable and not give school districts more options. You were supposed to sit down and shut up because you actually happened to notice the hole, and you used your professional experience to recognize that. Now, I don't think the Houston Comical would have been up in the face of some left-wing lawyer who said, hey, you neglected to put left-wing nut job lawyers in your damn bill. I don't think the Houston Comical or Newsweek would have had an issue with that if they had put that in. So,
let me tell you, it's interesting, too. Some school districts can't afford $70,000 to $90,000 a year for a police officer. So when you put an option in there that allows them to have a $40,000 option, I think it's a good idea.
I think it's a fantastic idea. Because at the end of the day, now, the Houston Comical's priority is destroying Republicans and conservatives and treating them unfairly. Your priority is protecting children. And my priority is protecting children. So I think that's what explains the hit job from the Houston Comical and from Newsweek. By the way, I know you are, but it still ticks me off anyway that it's even going on. Do we have to deal with these disingenuous people who are not interested in solving problems? They're just interested in defeating Republicans and conservatives. Folks, we're talking to Representative Tony Tinderholt, and he is 94th district in the state house and working to try to basically better Texas, to insulate us from these attacks being launched by the left wing. School choice. Where are we on school choice? As you know, and as we've been talking about, these backstabbing left-wing idiots who call themselves Republicans, like Charlie Guerin, have tried to prohibit any taxpayer dollars going to school choice programs. What is going to be the fate? Where are we on that? Is that going to be surmountable?
Well, so I want to be honest with people and tell them I think there's going to be difficulty, and I think it could cause a special session. Representative Herrero added an amendment to the budget a couple weeks back, and several Republicans signed on to that amendment to ensure that no money from the budget appropriated from the state of Texas could go towards school choice. So, they passed it. And then yesterday, we were trying to do some things to make it more even and fair for charter schools. Now, think about this. Charter schools are public schools. And that won by a vote of 77, I believe, to 75.
Mm-hmm.
Two vote difference for charter schools. And some would consider that school choice, but not in the true sense of what the average voter thinks. And it won by two votes. So I think we're going to have some trouble getting that one across the line.
Wow. And how disappointing is that for, you know, parents who believe that their main goal is educating their children, to have a say over their children's education. And actually, your party, Representative Tinderholt, your party is the one responsible for knifing them in the back. How does that make you feel?
You know, it's not good, especially when we have a whole bunch of other priorities out there. You know, banning drag shows for children, for instance, is still sitting in committee. The Senate bill came over, it's sitting in committee. And the House bill hasn't, neither of them have had a hearing in the Texas House. Think about that for a moment. Voters want us to stop sexualizing children, and neither of those bills have had a hearing, and we've got about a month left in session. And if those things don't get heard in the next few days, they're just not going to move.
Wow. Well, let me ask you this, because, and forgive me for my ignorance of the law, I would never do this, so I never even looked into it. Can you take a child into a strip club where women are scantily clad or where men are scantily clad? Is that legal in Texas currently?
I don't believe so, but I'll tell you, I've seen videos of these drag shows, and they're vulgar.
I know they are.
In my eyes, they're vulgar, well, and children are allowed at those right now.
That's the
broad... it's our job in the legislature to stop that stuff.
Well, see, that's the broader question. If it's illegal to take a child into a strip joint where scantily clad women are doing their thing and where scantily clad men are doing their thing, why would it be okay to take them to a strip joint or a scantily clad member of the human species pretending to be the opposite sex? Why would that be okay?
You know, I can't fathom it. I wouldn't have fathomed that 4 years ago. You know, we did have a small victory yesterday. I got an amendment on Chairman Bonin's bill, and I was able to double the fee the state charges for every entry into an adult-oriented business. I doubled the state fee, which was, it was a good victory.
Well, let me just ask you, do you think it's possible that guys like Charlie Guerin and these people who call themselves Republicans who are voting like Democrats, is it possible that maybe they kind of dig this whole thing? And the reason why the leadership in the Texas House doesn't want to do anything about this, about saving children, is that maybe they're kind of into that whole scene. Do you think that's possible?
So I don't personally. I don't believe that. I think it's a party line. It's the Democrats believe that. Leadership has to give some concessions to the Democrats to stay in control, but I don't believe for one moment that the members are involved in any of that or actually enjoy that stuff. But
I don't know. I don't know. Charlie Guerin, man. From what I've been seeing coming out of his office lately, it might be something he's into. I'm going to leave that open for a possibility. Of course, Mr. Guerin doesn't come on conservative talk radio to explain why he's doing what he's doing. The hard work the Senate is doing, because you made mention of this, Representative Tenderholt, you said the Senate bills are coming over, and my understanding is the Senate has fulfilled its entire obligation, has hit 30 bills, GOP Republican priorities have been fulfilled, that the Senate did its job, and as you say, we got a month left in session. And my understanding, according to reporting out of the Texas scorecard, is that the House has done one. So 30-1... Is it fair for most Texans to say that the Senate is doing hard work and doing good work, and the House is just sitting on its ass, kind of lazy? Is that fair for us to assume?
Well, I'll tell you, the Senate always, since I've been here, knocks out their business, gets it done, sends it over to the House. They're a little smaller, so they'll be a little bit faster, but I don't feel like we're moving nearly as fast as we could or even should. We were going home and having four-day weekends at the beginning. If you go look at the videos on my Facebook page, mm-hmm. you'll specifically see where we were going home when we should have been here listening to these bills. The priorities could have been on the floor and passed by now. Every single one of the priorities could have been done. But instead, we were taking long weekends. Some of my peers get mad when I talk about that, but the bottom line is for 5 months when I come here to Austin, I'm paid per diem for all 140 days. I'm ready to work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from the day that I get here. And they were sending us home for 4 days at a time.
Well, I applaud you for having a work ethic. I just wish that was something shared by the majority of your caucus in the House. A leftist Democrat came up to you and wished death upon you. They wished.
I didn't know you knew that. I said that on the mic. Yeah, that happened.
Well, they wished death upon you, and I'm just curious, what did you do to have a peaceful, loving, and tolerant Democrat socialist nut job? What did you say and do to have them wish death upon you?
She had a bill to do a study for children that were exceeding 10 days of missing school, continuous truancy. Actually, a good bill. Trying to find out why certain children are missing more than 10 days. And I put in there some demographic data, and data that was really important. What's their legal status in the U.S.? And she lost her mind. But I'll tell you, I think that's an important piece of information for us to track. Sometimes they're more transient than other folks. There's several reasons that they could be truant because of that demographic. And so I added it in there, and she told me, "I want you to kill yourself. Please just commit suicide," very loudly while I was getting on the mic.
Wow.
And it distracted me. I normally wouldn't say something like that on the mic, but I was so enraged, I couldn't believe she said it to me. I said something along the lines of, "Hey, I have a whole layout ready, and the author is behind me telling me to kill myself, so I'm sorry that I'm a little disheveled."
So just so I understand, you suggested that as you're looking at student truancy, that you take into account the illegal alien population, which may be because they're outside of the law and they're constantly looking over their shoulders, that you suggested that we also look at why illegal alien children are not in schools. And by the way, illegal aliens fall under the jurisdiction, constitutionally speaking, of the United States, so they are compelled to go to school, and American taxpayers are forced to subsidize their education, even though they broke into our country. So you suggested that we actually understand why some illegal alien children are not being complying with the law inside of school. And this, by the way, who was the Democrat who wished death upon you?
Mary Gonzalez. But here's the worst part. The worst part is Republicans didn't pass my amendment, and we have a majority.
Wow. Wow. Because Republicans don't care about lawbreakers either.
Look, there was a bill the other day.
Yeah.
This is very telling. There was a bill the other day where I added an amendment. Great bill by Representative Slauson, who I couldn't believe didn't accept the amendment. The amendment was to force social media companies to put a parent portal in so parents can see live at any time what their child's doing or has done. But instead, her bill had parents can submit to them, to the social media company, "Hey, what's the status? What has my child done?" They have 45 days to reply. Guess what? It didn't pass. A parent portal.
Wow. And you know what? And then, if the parent portal wasn't going to be accepted, you might, if a child was planning on either shooting up a school or maybe committing suicide and was putting it out on social media, then maybe you should have left room that the parent could have sued the social media company for not allowing them access. I mean, so the parent could have known what was going on. Because, you know, minors don't have those kinds of rights. They're not adults. They don't have adult rights. I can't. Shelby Slauson, the fact that she rejected that is insane to me.
Well, a lot of stuff gets rejected that's absolutely insane. Yesterday, I tried to add an amendment to a bill that was going to offer some incentives to power companies to mitigate risk to the grid, and I added solar flares. Now, solar flares were about 12 to 15 years past due for one of those, and it would literally fry the grid, and Will Metcalf would not allow the amendment on. We did a vote. I think I got 10 votes for it.
Wow.
Add that in to allow power companies to use these incentives that are being given them to them to mitigate weather instances, and I'm telling you, it's insane sometimes the amendments that we offer that don't end up passing.
Grid down, power
and
up.
And it's because they like or don't like the individual, not because of the policy.
Sure. Grid down, power up, folks. You need to see that video. It shows how vulnerable the U.S. power grid, and frankly, the world's power grids, are vulnerable to EMP attacks, to solar flares, and that kind of thing. And apparently, the individuals in the Texas State House who are stopping these kinds of things have not seen the video and recognize the danger, willing to put 90% of the U.S. population at risk because I don't like this person's personality. It's juvenile sometimes. Last thing, Representative Tinderholt, 94th district here in the great state of Texas. You mentioned special session. For those of you outside of Texas, the governor can call a special session, and all this garbage that the House is taking up, you know, tampons and honey labeling and all this stuff, that goes by the wayside. The legislature is called back in to pass certain specific laws, and they'll stay in session until they do, as session after session after session. So do you think is something that, because the governor is making no bones about it, he wants school choice. The lieutenant governor says that he makes no bones about it. The Senate makes no bones about it. Is that going to be what we're going to be seeing, perhaps, as Republicans side with socialists in the House, what we're going to see session after session after special session after special session?
I think it's coming. I mean, I do. I think it's coming. It could come for the property tax relief, school choice. It could come for any of the priorities. I'll give you an example. I added an amendment to the budget a week and a half ago to add an extra $8 billion to give back to the taxpayers. They're trying to give 12. We had a surplus of 32.7. Think about that. They're giving you 12. They're calling it 17, but 5.3 of it is old money from old bills we did in 2019. So of the $32 billion, they gave you $12 billion back. Mm. I tried to do another 8. It was rejected on the House floor. They didn't vote for it. I think the governor is going to be displeased with the property tax relief and the fact that the priorities aren't coming across. I'll give you a win story, though, before we leave. I believe that the gender modification and mutilation of children is going to pass. I think the Senate bill will come across. I feel like it's going to come to the floor within the next week. We'll send it over to the Senate, and it will pass. I feel really confident about that priority passing.
And we can applaud the Speaker of the Texas House for his commitment to reining in these rogue DAs. He has been very vocal about that. I think there's movement and sentiment in the Senate that also want to rein them in because of what they, you know, Alvin Bragg being in the news as much as he has. I think there's a lot of motivation for Republicans to rein in lawfare, which we're all suffering under. Representative,
well, Chris, real quick before we go.
Yeah.
Yesterday we did pass a bill to rein in rogue DAs across the state. I think it's a pretty good bill, and I think we're going to see a lot of change in some of those cities where the DAs are doing silly things and not prosecuting things that they should be.
Dig it. Representative Tony Tinderholt, conservative who represents the 94th district in the state of Texas in the state house. Sir, we're glad you're alive. We hope you continue to be alive. And and loudmouth leftist Latinas notwithstanding, we'll talk to you again, sir.
All right. Thank you, sir. Have a good day.
And that there puts a wrap on this edition of the Salcedo Storm podcast. Do me a favor, kids. Visit a couple of websites for me. TexasScorecard.com, TexasScorecard.com. If you want to know what the definition of enterprising journalism is, just go there. That is journalism that is being done that isn't part of a cookie-cutter formula that we have been treated to, that journalism, so-called journalism, has descended into in this day and age with ABC, NBC, CBS, the Democrat Morning News, and the Houston Comical. Go to TexasScorecard.com and you will see actual real journalism, individuals who want to get to the bottom of issues that you care about, that matter to you, not to left-wingers in government. Also, check out ChrisSalcedo.com. That's ChrisSalcedo.com. You go there and you're going to find out, well, lots of things. First off, how to get in touch with the Chris Salcedo shows on AM 700 KSEV, The Voice of Texas. That broadcast is simulcast with TNT Radio all over the globe. And that's talk radio, folks. Also, check us out on national television on Newsmax TV every afternoon, 4 o'clock Eastern until 5. Remember, always at home on the Salcedo Storm podcast. Until we visit again, my friends, remember this. A society's worth is measured not by how much power is stolen by an out-of-control government, but rather by how much power is reserved for you and me, we, the people. Stay safe out there, my friends.